Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky. Hello. Hello. I saw Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky.
Breathes there a man with soul so dead who never to himself has said...
I don't know, I fancy that bird over there with the big bristles.
That's our milkman.
Yeah, but what about the... I mean, he's got the most enormous...
I know. He smuggles footballs into Holloway.
Wait a minute, that's a woman's prison.
He's not daft. He knows a raspberry yogurt from a bar of soap. Mind you, it was trial and error. For 3 years, he washed himself in raspberry yogurt. Lovely complexion, but every time he smiled, he went...
My wife's very fond of our milkman. She asked him to stop for dinner.
And did he?
Yeah, mind you, after dinner he started again.
This is hello, Cheeky.
Why?
I've come with an offer from Madame Tussauds.
Oh, do they want to make models of us?
No, they want to melt you all down and make a model of Cyril Smith.
Meanwhile, at Madame Tussauds, just next to the model that could be either Malcolm Allison or Vera Lynn, George Bernard Shaw is talking to Boda Sear.
Could you drive me round the block? I want to sharpen my pencil.
And now here is Nedwell Bickerstaff to give a short talk on the training of feather dusters.
Good evening. Down, Fido. Feather dusters make lovely pets. Stop it. They're very easy to put up, and I'd like to talk about some of the places you can put them. Down.
Don't you talk to me like that, Mush. I used to be part of Hiawatha's headdress until he fell on hard times.
I feel a meanwhile coming on.
Meanwhile, in Hiawatha's teepee, Hiawatha is doing some PT.
Pocahontas.
How?
How do you usually Pocahontas, you fool?
I've never poked a hunter in my life. I've led a very sheltered life. I was 32 before they let me read the ladies half of the laundry list.
Stranger than truth, Mr. Brinsley Schwartz of Woking has a World War II Wellington in his garden shed. He only needs one because he's got a wooden leg.
Do you know there's a plaque on the wall of the house where I was born?
Really?
Yes, it says fire hydrant, 15 feet.
I hope to be immoral, you know.
Don't you mean immortal?
I know exactly what I mean. Never had any luck. Do you know, I once proposed to a girl in a car.
Did she turn you down?
How do I know? She was driving past at 40 miles an hour.
But you're married now, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Was Christine in white?
Yeah, came straight from her job at the flour mill.
What kind of service did you have?
Right-handed with a lot of heavy slice.
Lance Percival!
Why?
He's gone septic again. Oh. Hello?
Hello. I'm a friend of Nicholas Parsons.
But that joke was about Lance Percival.
I know, but I'm terribly lonely.
Talk to Nicholas.
I only said it was a friend. I'm not going mad.
Get off! Ladies and gentlemen, my impression of a horse brass. Hello, darling. Want to be naughty for a fiver? Horse brass. Thank you. Meanwhile, in a suburban semi-detached with plaster ducks on the wall, and what is that on the floor?
I'm home, darling.
Oh, good. I'll put on the oxtail.
Right, I'll get into the chicken feathers and thigh boots and we'll make a night of it.
Desmond, what's this parade for?
Well, it's the Queen's birthday, isn't it?
It was last month, wasn't it?
Don't be a twit all your life, Sedgwick. Queen has two birthdays a year.
Well, according to my calculations, that makes 102. Wears well, doesn't she?
I suppose so, yeah.
Meanwhile, at the front of the same parade...
Lieutenant Carruthers, sir, I know you're new to the regiment, but in future, remember... Full dress does not include pearl necklace and earrings. And another thing.
Yes, sir?
You've overdone the lipstick.
Sorry, sir.
And finally.
Sir?
Give us a kiss.
A
And now, here's Professor Schweinekin to talk about vermin.
Guten Abend. Vermin are the opposite sex to men.
Oh. Professor.
Some people say that a vermin's place is in the home.
Professor, rodents. Rodents.
Yeah, I was coming to that. Rodents is a very famous public school in England to which many young vermin go.
Professor, vermin. Little vicious creatures with pointed teeth and bloodshot eyes.
Oh, you've met some of
them. Oh. Professor Schweinekin, get off.
Vermin's lib is gaining currency in this country, but I'm not sure if I...
Next week, Professor Schweinekin will be talking about mollusks.
Oh, dear.
Inside Showbiz, in which we take the lid off the world of entertainment and add a tin of carrots.
The producers of Kojak, Ironside and Columbo are combining to present a new TV series later this year. The detective hero will ride around in a wheelchair sucking his raincoat.
Glenda... No sympathy, please. Glenda Jackson took home another Oscar today. He was Oscar Frindle, a grocer's assistant.
And her boyfriend wasn't too pleased.
Tragedy struck last night at the television centre when a current affairs programme had to be cancelled because Robin Day's bow tie healed up.
That's all from Inside Showbiz this week. Next week, we'll be taking a look at Max Bygraves and going...
Yeah!
And now it's time for the 8 nimble fingers and 2 clumsy thumbs of Dennis King.
Hi, fans. Dennis, what's not to love, King here. Oh, stop it, Muriel. I'd just like to say how proud I am that I've been invited to play for a special birthday party for Old Brown Eyes.
Don't you mean Old Blue Eyes?
No, Old Brown Eyes. It's my mother's Cocker Spaniel. Another belter. How does he keep it up?
We won't go into that. Would you play the song, please?
Your eyes catch mine in a lovely glow. I'm in the mood where I can't say no. My heart says come, but my nose says go. You've been eating garlic, but I love you. You look at me in that special way. Each day with you is a special day. But could you stand a bit further away? You've been eating garlic, but I love you. We've got something I can't define, something that's with us here. You're divine, but if you are mine, could you open the window, my dear? Though I admire both your style and grace, I don't think that I can stand the pace. Could you stop breathing in my face? You've been eating garlic, but I love you. You've been eating garlic, but I love you. You've been eating garlic, but I... Gordon Bennett!
Here is a newsflash.
The Department for the Environment announced today that they are officially declaring Wellesley Hall in Darlington a national monument. Mr. Hall, a 35-year-old spot welder, said, "I'm not too pleased about this."
Excuse me, you fellas. I'm going to make a bizarre remark.
Go on, then.
I now declare this bazaar open.
Guess the number of pimples on Ernie and win a dead cat.
Guess the number of dead cats in this suitcase and win a jar of pimple cream.
Guess who wrote those last two lines when I was away.
Oh, look, there's a fortune teller.
I am Gypsy St. John Stevens. Would you like your palm read?
Oh, yes.
Well, stick it in this pot of paint.
Hey, look over there. That's a great gimmick. They've got Monty Modlin.
If you pay him a pound, he won't kiss you.
I'll have a piece of that action.
Excuse me a minute, lads.
Where are you off to?
I want to find a finger stall.
Have you cut yourself?
No, I want to buy some fingers.
Why?
Somebody gave me a finger bowl for Christmas. I've got nothing to put in it.
Here's two you can have.
And you. Now, here's a treat for all you guys and gals, lads and lassies, nannies and grannies, husbands and wives, tots and toddlers, sweethearts and lovers, swingers and squares.
What is it?
I've forgotten. Oh, no, I haven't. A blast from the past. Barry Cryer to recite a dirty poem by William Wordsworth.
I wandered lonely as a cloud beneath the trees where sunshine flickers.
He wouldn't dare.
And then I saw upon the ground a photograph of Alan Wickers.
He did.
A jar of jam and a pair of knickers.
He did.
Missed the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Since I strangled my mother, don't get around much anymore.
John's got a lovely singing voice. Why does he never use it?
I heard that. I'll have you know, my voice was trained at the West Hampstead School of Ballet.
What does that mean?
I'm the only person in the world who's got a white frilly skirt around his tonsils.
I send my wife to ballet classes, you know.
Does she like it?
Loves it. But she manages to fit in the ballet classes as well.
Now, for those of you who are interested in that sort of thing, here are some terms used in ballet and their meanings.
Entrechat. This is a step performed during a pause in the conversation.
Jetty. A short pier at the end of which out-of-work dancers are moored.
Pass Earl. Give me that duke. Or give me the short pier referred to in the previous rotten joke.
Bow masque. This
that
is...
That one's been cut.
Sorry. Oh. So, over to Worthington Spit at Covent Garden.
As I stand here in the wings at Covent Garden, the auditorium is hushed as the curtain begins to rise. It promises to be a really interesting night here because as the curtain goes up, I've just realized my foot's caught in it.
And now, a smutty silence. This is for those of you who have complained that the quality of filth on this program is not up to standard, and also for several of you who have asked us to shut up.
Good Lord, I never thought we'd get away with that. It could be taken two ways, you know.
How do you mean?
Well, it could be... Or, if you look at it another way, it could be...
Thought of that. Oh, good Lord, we're bound to get a complaint. Hello?
Hello, my name's Measles.
I told you we'd get a complaint.
I'd like you to do a request joke for Miss Edna Gathering, 3A, the Lumps, Hoylake. And could you make it about Harold Wilson and a bicycle pump?
Oh, certainly, sir.
What's the difference between Harold Wilson and a bicycle pump?
I don't know what's the difference between Harold Wilson and a bicycle pump.
If pressed, cold air comes out of a bicycle pump.
Thank you very much. By the way, I do enjoy your little show, but I wish you'd go back to the old signature tune, you know. We three in happy drone.
Will you get off?
Working for the...
And now, a dramatic reconstruction of the historic moment when Captain Cook first landed in Australia.
Hail, good people!
You, Cook?
Yes.
Egg and chips twice, please.
Certainly. By the way, what do you call that strangely shaped object that you throw away and it keeps coming back to you?
That's the wife.
And now, by the magic of Marconi's cat's whisker, we whisk you back to the 20th century. Oh, it's closed. So, let's pop in and have a couple of words with William and Mary.
Get out!
Oh, sorry.
We're doing royal noughties.
Oh, so you are. Oh, by the way, why are you called William of Orange?
My father was a jar of marmalade.
Oh, thank you. Oh, dear, I wonder what's open. I think I'll drop in on the King of Spain. Wasn't the right moment. His beard was on fire. Ah! Oh, good. Ah, the 20th century's open. Oh, they brought back workers' playtime.
I know why they stopped music while you work, you know.
The BBC ran out of music?
No, the country ran out of workers. Oh. Hello.
Hello, brother.
The dialectical overtones of that last joke have upset me and my lads, so we are demanding a 43% pay rise backdated to the relief of Mafeking.
Who is that speaking?
The Archbishop of Canterbury. You think we're kidding? You try holding your Vespers tomorrow night.
No, I've just joined a new religion. We worship trees and flowers and naked ladies.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes we don't bother with the trees and the flowers. We sort of stand round the naked ladies and whistle a bide with me and the hokey cokey.
Oh.
Sometimes we don't bother with the bide with me and the hokey cokey. That reminds me, I'm late for evensong.
And now, here is Mrs. Araminta Quipling from Ponder's End, who has just crocheted a rain hat for the Isle of Man. Tell me, Mrs. Quipling, how long did it take you?
60 years.
And how old are you?
58.
How did you manage that?
Clean living and a vegetable diet.
I see.
And don't forget the centipods. Don't know why I said that. Once you've taken them, you can't forget the centipods.
Do you have any future plans?
I'm going to crochet a pair of trousers for Luxembourg, a set of jugs for an ex-pope I know, and a joke for Des O'Connor.
How do you crochet a joke for Des O'Connor?
Oh, the same way as for everybody else, only you don't put a funny ending on it.
I see. Mrs. Quipling, thank you.
Oh, before I go, a little surprise for you. I've crocheted a song for Hello Cheeky, and here it is to be unravelled by the Dennis King Trio.
Trudging along the highway, kicking stray dogs and cats, stomping along the byway to throw a few stones at a big block of flats, hitting a dear old lady, stabbing a passerby, stealing a bike or smashing a car, thumping my bird with a big iron bar. I love to follow my wandering star, a gypsy gay am I. All together now, trudging along the highway.
Oh, they've all gone. And now, another Hello Cheeky first. Roy Plumley sings.
Oh, rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a town, and you on an island. Which eight records would you take, and not the Bible, or Shakespeare, and what luxuries? Sorry about this, it's those damn seagulls. I spent so much time cleaning my suit, I haven't had time to learn the words. So sorry.
Meanwhile, on a desert island, just above the tide mark.
Right. Only the three of us have survived this shipwreck. As senior officer, I shall take charge. We must all work together for survival. Any orders I give, I want obeyed by both of you without question. Is that clear?
Polly wants a cracker!
Right. Rover, you build a house, and Polly, put the kettle on. Good Lord, who's this coming through the undergrowth? It's a beautiful dusky maiden.
Hello. Hello, handsome white man.
We're back on radio again.
Hello, handsome white man. Me, Dudu. In your language, that mean big boobs.
Oh.
See, I bring you food and drink. And then, after you have dined, we will play game together.
You don't mean you've got a dartboard as well?
Hello, Cheeky's postbag. Another selection of letters from the handful of our listeners who can write.
Dear Hello, Cheeky, wouldn't it be a lark if you had the Duchess of Kent on your programme and pulled funny faces at her? Hoping this suggestion is of some use, yours sincerely, the Duke of Kent.
Dear Hello, Cheeky, could you please tell me something about the private life of Robert Dougal, as I wish to blackmail him?
Nice one here for you, Barry. Scented notepaper, lilac round the edge, and it's signed Arthur. I'll read it.
You won't.
In that case, I'll read this. Dear Timbrook Taylor, I wonder if we could meet sometime. I follow everything you do with great interest and would love to meet you and have a talk about the many aspects of your career. Yours, the income tax collector. Oh, isn't that nice? I'll send him an autographed false address, I think.
Meanwhile, in a little street in Brixton, just between Dunroman and Chez Nous.
Morning. Mr. Custard.
That's right.
I'm from the welfare. You and your family have just moved in.
That's correct.
Could you tell me for the record how many children you have?
33.
Well, I thought you people had a wonderful sense of rhythm.
Go inside and have a knuckle sandwich.
No.
In the world of entertainment, the Victorian melodrama is a familiar friend.
More than that, it is a hallowed tradition.
More than that, it's a damn good excuse to do some old jokes.
Shut up! We on Hello Cheeky leave no avenue unexplored in our drive to make you watch Crossroads. Ring back later, Noel, we're doing a play. And so, we proudly present... The Demon Greengrocer of Hampstead Garden Suburb. The year, 1890. The place, one of London's rail termini, named after a grand old queen.
Whoever heard of a station called Vernon Merrythought?
Victoria Buffoon.
Oh, whoever heard of a station called Victoria Buffoon?
Oh, go and chase a sailor.
Oh, tough.
A handsome cab trots gaily into the forecourt and a rather ugly bus disappears round the corner.
Ho, driver.
Yuskov? Hi, fans. Dennis Yuskov King here. I get a lot of these Yuskov parts. Yuskov?
Have you got change of a guinea?
No, Gov.
Very well. Keep the wife.
The tall, bland-looking man strode into the station. He wore a brown derby, a green Grand National, and a striped St. Ledger. He was obviously looking for somebody specific.
Porter!
Yes, Gov? He strikes again.
Do you know anything about that young lady over there?
He indicated the poorly dressed figure of a young girl in her late teens, obviously a stranger to the big city. She still had the dew of the countryside on her. Either that or she'd been sweating a lot.
No, Gov.
Well, here's a halfpenny. Bring her to me.
Yes, Gov.
Hello, my dear. My name is Dundas Twitchett.
Sir, my guardian told me not to speak to strange men.
I'm not a strange man.
Well, stop doing that.
Sorry. Just a nervous habit, you know. I am a talent scout for the Society for Psychical Research. You strike me as the sort of person who has latent mystical powers. How would you like to be a medium?
A medium what?
I'll do the jokes, if you don't mind. Oh. I'm just off to a seance on my houseboat in Hampstead Garden Suburb. You must come with me. Cabby?
Yes, Gov?
Are you the only cab driver in London?
The only one who'll play these parts for this money.
Meanwhile, in the little Essex village of Netherfumbling, erstwhile home of our heroine...
Why, if it ain't Jolly Jack Rumble who walked away to sea last year. Always was a lazy little swine.
Hello, Granfer.
Hello.
I've been looking for my fiancé, Mary Bucket. Where could I find her guardian, kindly Mrs. Rostropovich? Who makes up these names?
Head of Radio 2.
Bloody good, aren't they?
Very, very good indeed.
You'll find her, young man, in the snug of the Duck and Pullet, arm wrestling with the vicar.
Ah, Mrs. Rostropovich.
Well, if it isn't Jack Rumble,
Sorry, Mrs. Rostropovich, that joke's just been done by Granfer. Where's my sweet little treasure?
Well,
I think I'd better rephrase that. Where's my Mary?
Oh, Jack, Jack, Jack.
That's three Jacks.
I got a pair of tens as well. Mary's gone off to London to make her fortune on the stage.
Not as a dancer.
No, she said something about wanting to be Jewel and Worris.
I don't want her up in London doing all them strange and naughty things with strange men.
Why not?
I want her down here doing them with me.
So Jack set off for London to find his childhood sweetheart, but Mary had already entered the twilight world of Dundas Twitchett.
Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there?
Yeah.
Well, it's freezing out here. Let us in. I want to get on with the seance. Ah, Mrs. Furbelow. This is Mary, who I think may be able to help us.
Come in, dearie. Sit down.
Give her a glass of gin.
I've never done anything like that. Not too much ice and a dash of Angostura's.
I thought you said you'd never done anything like that.
I meant sitting down.
I see. Now, Mary, you're going to help us to contact those on the other side. I want you to eat these cream crackers and whistle the national anthem.
Does that help?
No, but it's a damn good laugh.
Oh, I feel strange. Everything's going round. I haven't felt like this since I got my knickers caught in Mrs. Rostropovich's mangle.
Right, Mrs. Furbelow. Another one.
I'll whip her down to Wapping and whop her out the way.
As Mary's unconscious form was bundled up to London's Dockland, a burst of music came in upon the street. A telegram was winging its way through the airwaves. It read, to Sheikh Mustafa, care of Arabia, from Twitchit Rent-A-Crumpet. Another consignment will arrive Friday. Love to wives and kid.
At that very moment, Jack Rumble was pursuing his quest at Victoria Buffoon Station.
Porter!
Yes, Gov?
Have you seen a young lady who looks like this photograph?
I think so, sir, but she wasn't standing on her head.
You've got it upside down.
Oh, she went off with a man who calls himself Twitchit, but I've heard whispers.
What did they say? You're an idiot.
It wasn't easy, Gov. I come from a poor family.
I think I can help you, sailor. Dundas Twitchit, or the demon greengrocer of Hampstead Garden suburb, has a habit of abducting young girls and sending them by tramp steamer from Wapping to Shakes in such outlandish places as Arabia and Trent Bridge.
Oh! How do you know all this?
The producer told me. We're overrunning. In fact, we're so pushed, he wants me to take you to Wapping on a newsflash. Oh!
95 cargo steamers. How will I ever find which one Mary's on?
Help!
It's incredible how luck is with you when time's running out on the program. Mary! Mary, Mary!
Jack!
Curses!
Yes, Gov?
Get out! Take that, Rumble!
Take that, Twitchit!
Be careful, Jack! Jack!
Taylor, John Duncan and Barry Cryer. Script by Barry Cryer and John Duncan. Music by the Lennox King Trio. The program produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.
Toodaloo.